Where is a Voice Coming From? Was written by Welty in response to the assassination of NAACP Field Secretary for Mississippi Medgar Evers, which took place on June 12, 1963, in Jackson. The day of that event, Welty wrote the story, and it was published immediately in the New Yorker. She said of this story, "Whoever the murderer is, I know him. Not his identity, but his coming about in this time and place. That is, I ought to have learned by now from here what such a man intent on such a deed had going on in his mind." When the murderer, Byron de LeBeckwith, was eventually convicted in his third trial on February 5, 1994, Welty was interviewed, and in response to the statement, that is, in response to someone who said this, quote, "I guess Beckwith reminds everybody of Mississippi's grim past," Ms. Welty responded, quote, "Just be glad Mississippi also does produce a Medgar Evers." Where is the voice coming from? Well, I says to my wife, "You can reach and turn it off. You don't have to sit and look at a black nigger face no longer than you want to, or listen to what you don't want to hear. It's still a free country." I reckon that's how I give myself the idea. I says, "I could find right exactly where in Thermopylae that nigger's living that's asking for equal time without a bit of trouble to me." Now, I ain't saying that might not be, because that's pretty close to where I live. On the other hand, you may have reasons yourself for knowing how to get there in the dark. It's where y'all go for the thing you want when you want it most. Ain't that right? The branch back sign tells you in lights all night long even what time it is and how hot. When it was 3:45 and 92, that was me going by in my brother-in-law's truck. He don't deliver nothing that hour of the morning. So you leave Four Corners, you head west on Nathan B. Forrest Road, past the Surplus and Salvage. Not much beyond the comeback drive-in and trailer camp. Not as far as where the sign starts saying live bait, used parts, fireworks, peaches, and Sister Peebles' reader and advisor. Turn for it to city limits and duck back towards the IC tracks. And his street's been paved. There's his light on, waiting for me. In his garage, if you please. His car's gone. Well, he's out planning still some other ways to do what we tell him they can't. I thought I'd beat him home. All I had to do was pick the tree, walk in close behind it. Now, I didn't come expecting not to wait. But it was so hot. All I did was hope and pray one or the other of us wouldn't melt before it was over. Now, it wasn't no bargain I'd struck. I've heard what you've heard about Goat Dykeman in Mississippi. Sure, everybody knows about Goat Dykeman. Now, Goat, he got word to Governor's Mansion. He'd go up yonder and shoot that nigga Meredith clean out of school. Well, if he's let out of the pen to do it. Old Ross turned that over in his mind for saying him nay. It stands to reason. Well, I ain't no Goat Dykeman. I ain't no pen. And I ain't asked no Governor Barnett to give me one thing. Unless he wants to give me a pat on the back for the trouble I took this morning. But he don't have to if he don't want to. I done what I done for my own pure D satisfaction. As soon as I heard wheels, I knowed who was coming. That was him, bound to be him. It was a right nigger, heading in a new white car up his driveway towards his garage with the light shining. But stopping before he got there. Maybe not to wake him. Well, that was him. I knowed it when he cut off the car lights and put his foot out. And I knowed him standing dark against the light. I knowed him then like I know me now. I knowed him even by his still listening back. Never seen him before. Never seen him since. Never seen anything of his black face but his picture. Never seen that face alive any time at all or anywheres, and didn't want to, need to. Never hoped to see that face and never will. He's the one.
He stood right still and waited against the light. And his back was fixed. Fixed on me. Like a preacher's eyeballs when he's yelling, "Are you saved?" He's the one. I'd already brought up my rifle. I'd already taken my sights. And I'd already got him, because it was too late then for him or me to turn by one hair. Something darker than him, like the wings of a bird, spread on his back and pulled him down. He climbed up once like a man under bad claws. And like just blood could weigh a ton, he walked with it on his back to better light. Didn't get no further than his door and fell to stay. He was down. He was down. And a ton load of bricks on his back wouldn't have laid any heavier. There on his paved driveway. Yes, sir. And it wasn't until a minute before that the mockingbird had quit singing. Oh, he'd been singing up my sassafras tree. He was up early. He ain't never gone to bed. He was like me. And that mocker, he stayed right with me, filling the air till come the crack, till I turned loose of my load. And I was like him. I was on top of the world myself for once. I stepped to the edge of the light there where he was laying flat. I says, "Roland, there was one way left for me to be ahead of you and stay ahead of you, by dad, and I just taken it. Now I'm alive and you ain't. We ain't never going to be equals. You know why? One of us is dead. How about that, Roland?" "Well, you seen to it, didn't you?" Now, I stood a minute just to see, would somebody inside come out long enough to pick him up? And there she comes, the woman. Now, I doubt she'd been to sleep, because it seemed to me she'd been in there keeping awake all along. It was mighty green where I skin over the yard getting back. Well, that nigger wife of his, she wanted nice grass. And I'll bet my wife would hate to pay her water bills and burning her electricity. And there's my brother-in-law's truck, still waiting with the door open. No riders. Well, that didn't mean me. There wasn't a thing I've been able to think of since would have made it go any nicer. Except a chair to my back while I was putting in my waiting. But going home, I seen what little time it takes after all to get a thing done like you really want it. It was 4:34. And while I was looking, it moved to 35. And the temperature stuck where it was. All that night, I guarantee you, it had stood without dropping. A good 92. My wife says, "What? Didn't mosquitoes bite you?" Well, even asking that, why, somebody didn't trouble to lift a rifle and drive some of these agitators out of Thermopylae. Didn't that fella keep drumming it in? What a good idea. One writes a column every day. I says, well, find some way I don't get the credit. She says, "He'll do it for Thermopylae. Don't you ever skim the paper?" Thermopylae never done nothing for me. I don't own nothing to Thermopylae. Didn't do it for you. Hell, no more than I do something or another for them Kennedys. I've done it for my own pure D satisfaction. "It's just going to get him right back on TV. You watch for the funeral." I says, "You didn't leave a light burning when you went to bed. Now, how was I supposed to even get me home or pull Buddy's truck up safe in our front yard?" "Well, here another good joke on you," she says. "Didn't you hear the news? The NAACP is fixing to send somebody to Thermopylae. Why couldn't you wait it? You might could have got you somebody better." Listen and hear him say so. Well, I ain't but one. I reckon you have to tell somebody. "Well, where's the gun then?" she says. "What have you done with our protection?" "It was scorching. It was scorching. It's laying out on the ground in rank weeds trying to cool off. That's what it's doing now." "You mean you dropped it back there?" "Because I'm so tired of everything in the world being just that hot to the touch." The doors to the truck, the keys to the truck, the doorknob, the bed sheets, everything. It's all like a stove lid. There just ain't much going. It's worth holding on to it no more when it's 102 in the shade by day and by not too much different. I wish you'd put your finger to that gun. Well, trust you to come off and leave it. Is that how Milktown I am? She makes me ask. You want to go back and get it? You're the one they'll catch. Now, I say, it's so hot, even if you get to sleep, you wake up feeling like you cried all night. Cheer up. Here another joke for time to get up. Did you hear what Caroline Kennedy says? Caroline says, Daddy, I just can't wait till I grow up big so I can marry James Meredith. I heard that where I work. One rich bitch to another one to make her cackle. Well, at least I kept some darn teenager from North Thermopylae getting there and doing it first, driving his own car. Well, on TV and the papers, they don't know but half of it. They know who Roland Summers was without knowing who I am. His face was in front of the public before I got rid of him. After I got rid of him, there it is again. Same picture. And none of me. I ain't ever had one made. Not ever. The best that newspaper could do for me was offer a $500 reward for finding out who I am. But as long as they don't know who that is, whoever shot Roland is worth a good deal more right now than Roland is. But by the time I was moving around uptown, it was hotter still. That pavement, the middle of Main Street, was so hot to my feet. I might have been walking the barrel of my gun. The whole world could have just felt Main Street this morning through the soles of my shoes. Maybe it would have helped some. And the first thing I heard them say was, the NAACP done it themselves, killed Roland Summers. And they proved it by saying, shooting was done by an expert. I hope to tell you it was. And at just the right hour and minute to get the whites in trouble. You can't win. They'll never find him. The old man trying to sell roasted peanuts tells me to my face. And it is so hot. It looks like the town is on fire already. Whichever ways you turn, every street you strike, because there's those trees hanging them pones of bloom like split watermelon. And 1,000 cops crowding everywhere you go. Half of them too young to start shaving, but all streaming sweat alike. I'm getting tired of them. I was already tired of seeing 100 cops start getting those white people nowheres. Back at the beginning, I stood on the corner. I watched them new baby-faced cops load nothing but nigger children into the paddy wagon. And they come out marching out of a little parade and into the paddy wagon singing. And they got in and sat down without providing a speck of trouble. And their hands held little new American flags. And all the cops could do was knock them flag sticks loose from their hands and not let them pick them up. And that was all. And give them a free ride. And children can just get them more flags. Everybody, it don't get you nowhere to take nothing from nobody unless you make sure it's for keeps. For good and all. Forever. Amen. And I won't be sorry to see them brickbat tail down on us for change. Pop bottles, too. Hundreds all to smash like Birmingham. They can come flying whenever they want to. Because I'm waiting on them to bring out them switchblade knives like Harlem and Chicago. Watch TV long enough, you'll see it come to happen on Deacon Street in Thermopylae. What's holding it back? That's all. Because it's in them. I'm ready myself for that funeral. Well, they may find me. May catch me one day in spite of themselves. But I grew up in the country. May try to railroad me into the electric chair. What that amounts to is something hotter than yesterday and today put together. But I advise them, go careful. Because isn't it about time us taxpayers starts to call in the moves? Starts to tell them, the teachers and the preachers and the judges of our so-called courts, how far they can go. Even the president so far. He can't walk in my house without being invited, like he's my daddy, just to say, whoa, not yet. Once I run away from my home, and there was an ad for me come to be printed in our county weekly. My mother paid for it. It was from her. It says, son, you are not being hunted for anything but to find you. That time I come on back home. But people are dead now. And it's so hot without even being August yet. Anyways, I seen him fall. I was evermore the one. So I reached me down, my old guitar off the nail in the wall, because I got that guitar, which I've held on to from way back when. And I never dropped that. Never lost or forgot it. Never hocked it, but to get it again. Never give it away. I sat in my chair with nobody home but me, and I start to play and sing a down. Sing a down, 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 down. Sing a down, 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 down.